This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Coming up in 20 minutes, roll through every single game. Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. Very much look forward to that. Bets for tonight in the world of sports will close the show. Joining us right now, and I've been so stoked for this for a couple days, ever since we knew that this was going to be a possibility, because I've heard him on Sirius XM NFL Radio, and I've never actually spoken to Tom Telesco, former NFL general manager of the Chargers and Raiders. He will join us in just a moment here. But I started my career after I graduated college at Sirius NFL Radio, before it was even Sirius XM NFL Radio. So I follow what goes on there pretty closely. I listen to it in the car sometimes, and they obviously do an awesome job. So it is awesome to welcome to the show one of the stars of Sirius XM NFL Radio, former general manager of the LA Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders, Sirius XM NFL Radio, Channel 88, Tom Telesco here on the show, on social media at TomTelesco14. Tom, Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet. Sincerely appreciate you joining the show. Happy NFL playoffs, my friend, to you and yours.
Hey, Nick, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the intro. I think star is a little bit strong, but I'll take it. And appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. And I do want to hit you, get your thoughts on some of the games this weekend, some of the openings out there in terms of general managers and head coach. But when I get the opportunity, Tom, to talk to someone like you, I feel like there are a couple questions I need to ask, right? Because I feel like the audience would love to know the answers to these questions also. Now, I will preface this by saying I am not looking for anything salacious here. Like, this does not have to be anything specific. Like, did an owner ever ask you a ridiculous question? That's not what this is. But you've interviewed and have gotten a couple general manager jobs in the National Football League, which is ridiculously cool, and I'm sure you know that. Like, what goes into that preparation? Before we talk about what's happening present day in the NFL, but take us behind the curtain a little bit. When you're getting set to interview to be the GM of an NFL team, like, what sorts of things are you doing to prepare? The type of questions you're anticipating? What happens throughout that process? I'm fascinated by it, and I'm guessing our audience is as well.
Yeah, no, that's actually, I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. But when I was with the Colts, so in the mid-2000s, as I was the director of player personnel, and we had gone to a couple Super Bowls, and at that point, what I would do each summer is just kind of, you know, keep a book together of, hey, if I was ever a general manager, these are the kind of things that I've learned. And I worked for Bill Polian for a long time, so you're working for a Hall of Fame GM, you tend to learn a lot. And I would just kind of keep a book together of all different facets of a football operation and kind of my guidelines, thoughts, visions of how I would handle things. So you have this book you kind of work out in the summers. It's more of a, you know, you can't really take the time of your current job to be working on your next job, but it's a nice summer project to do. But honestly, when you go in for an interview for a GM job and you sit down with ownership, you have this book with you, you put it on the table, you very rarely open it. They want to know just a couple of things. Basically, they want to know what's wrong with our team and how you're going to fix it. And that's really what it comes down to. So when you go into that interview, whether it's coaching, whether it's the talent on their roster, whether it's salary cap, whether it's culture, whatever it is, you really have to identify what are the reasons why this team isn't winning and basically give them, hey, this is my plan of how we're going to fix this, how we're going to attack it. And that's really most of the interview. Usually owners want to hear about their own team. They want to hear about their own players. They want to hear about what you're seeing from the outside and then what your plan is to go about and fix it. And it's a fascinating process. I enjoy the interview process. I enjoy helping people now kind of go through the interview process, whether you're a head coach or a general manager. Just something I like to do.
Were you, and I think there's different ways to skin a cat, right? Like you could kind of beat around the bush, and I'm not here to say like one is better than the other, but you know, owner wants to say like, what do you think of our quarterback? If you don't think the quarterback is good, were you more like brutally honest? Like, yeah, like I don't think this quarterback's very good. Are you kind of being like a little softer with the approach there? Like what was your approach going into that here? And I promise we'll get to stuff that's actually happening now. I just think this is so interesting.
I think you have to be honest. You have to. What I worry about some people, and you see it with coaches and probably GMs too, you don't want to give answers that the owners just want to hear, because if you get the job, right off the bat, you're going to be on the wrong foot as far as what has to be done with the football team. So, and I think most owners, they want honesty. That there's a reason why there's been a change made. There's a reason why you're in the room to talk about their team. And I think you have to be brutally honest with where you see the football team. The worst thing you could do is to, you know, to tell somebody in that room that, you know, how close you are and we're just one or two players away, which you never are, but some people like to say that. And then you get the job and then you look at the team, you're like, hey, look, just so you know, like, you know, we're a year or two away talent wise from getting this together. And right off the bat, you kind of lose that trust and that trust that you need in the relationship between the GM and the ownership group. So now you have to be honest with where you see the football team. Look, there's a reason why you're there. If everything was great, there usually is not a change being made.
What's the biggest thing you learned from Bill Polian when you worked for him with the Colts?
Wow, it's hard to put that into. I was so just by luck, my office was literally maybe 10 feet from Bill's door, and Bill's door was always open. So I got a chance to learn when I was in pro scouting, when I was in the office every day, and then working my way up the ladder. That he would include myself and his son Chris, at least to listen into of different discussions of what was going on, what he's working with, maybe working with the league office, working with agents, working with the head coach. But one of the biggest things is just, you know, obviously this is football, but it's a people business. And as a general manager, it's not really a scouting job, even though everybody wants to make it out to be a scouting job since, you know, you're responsible for the draft and that's such a big main focus. But it's a leadership job and it's a decision-making job. And you have a lot of people that work for you. You have a huge scouting staff on the college side. You have a scouting staff on the pro side. You have a coaching staff. And then you have all the support staffs, whether it's the athletic training room, equipment, video, public relations. And you have to tie this all together as a general manager. And it's not just about, you know, who you're picking in the draft. So it's a lot about working with people, listening to opinions, sometimes, you know, massaging different things and trying to work things out with whether, you know, it could be a coach, it could be a team doctor, or it could be a trainer, it could be whatever, but you're leading the organization and you have to remember that and hire really good people underneath you. You give them a vision and then let them work. So a lot of, I probably learned more about just how to lead people and lead an organization just as much as I learned about, you know, what type of feet and strength and leverage that an offensive tackle has to have. You know, Bill was just incredible with just having a wide range of knowledge of how to run an organization.
Last question along these veins, Tom, and I really appreciate the insight here. And I'm sure like your journey has come with ups and downs like anybody else's has, like whatever field you're in. I think that's just kind of like the human experience, right? Do you ever stop to think with how much people love the NFL? You're the GM of an NFL team in two different stops for over a decade. Do you ever think like, man, that's really freaking cool?
Yes. Yeah, and it's funny.
Because it is, right?
When I was a kid growing up, like, I never had any thoughts of working in the NFL. That was never a dream of mine. I didn't even know it was possible. I was just, you know, I played sports in high school, you know, football and basketball and a little bit of baseball. And I played football in college at a Division III school. And I got an internship with the Buffalo Bills just by happenstance, just because they were looking for some college players to work in the summer for the Bills. And I was from Buffalo and a big Bills fan, and thought it'd be a really cool summer job that I could learn some things I could bring back to college to be a better player. And it would be fun to work, you know, for an NFL team for the summer. So I did that as a summer job for 3 summers, never thinking that it would ever lead to a real full-time job. And things were just different. This was the early 90s. I didn't even know there were that many jobs in the NFL. So,
and that's then, where you met, you know, Bill Polian, right? Because Bill was running the Bills at that point, right?
Yep. Bill was the GM. And then Bill went to the Carolina Panthers in 1995, and they were an expansion team. And he had to hire a whole staff from scratch, from top to bottom. And I had just graduated from college, and Bill gave me a call, or it wasn't even Bill, it was probably an assistant, and said, hey, would you want to come down and help out for the summer? I thought it sounded cool. I drove down to Charlotte. I worked for the summer. And then I kind of liked being around a team again. And, you know, this, you know, maybe I could do this for a living. And honestly, no one told me to go home when training camp ended. So I just kept coming into work every day like I was a full-time employee. And before you knew it, you know, I was working on the scouting side, and things took off from there.
That's all. I went to the NFC Championship game in year two. So that was pretty cool with the Carolina Panthers. I love this.
Yep.
I love this so much already. You Better You Bet here on this Friday, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, our guest, former NFL general manager. He doesn't like to be called this, I'll say it anyway. One of the stars of Sirius XM NFL Radio, a station to which I have great affinity, started my professional career there. Tom Telesco here with us on the show, on Twitter at TomTelesco14. I want to ask you about, like, Dom Capers and working for the Kerry Collins and those Panthers teams, but we will now get to actual stuff that's happening in present day. And I guess the big one here is Tom, and obviously you don't have a crystal ball. This can be a pencil, not pen answer, because who the hell knows what's going to happen. What's your best guess as to where John Harbaugh ends up coaching in 2026 and why?
That's a great question. I mean, I can't answer where I think he's going to end up. The good thing is there's a lot of options there for him. I mean, there's some interesting jobs that are open. It's just, you know, for him to work 18 years with one organization is so rare this day and age. You just never see that. I kind of thought originally when I first saw this come down a couple of days ago is, you know, maybe takes a year off and gets refreshed. I mean, it's this job. It's hard. It's a lot of pressure. It's 7 days a week, 24/7. And thought maybe he'll take a step back, you know, refresh for a year and then come back next year. But it sounds like he's ready to jump right back in, which I went through the same situation when I got let go from the Chargers. I thought I may need, you know, a refresh, you know, kind of step away for a year. And then the Raiders opportunity came up and, you know, your competitive juices start flowing. And you're like, hey, let's go. And I bet you he's very much the same way. You know, I think the Giants job is really interesting. Really, any job, any team that has a quarterback in place, it has to be a place that you've been looking at first. That's the number one thing you have to have, is a franchise quarterback ready to go. So if you look at these jobs, obviously the Giants are one of them. Even the Titans right now, the Titans may be very similar to the way the Patriots were last year, where they have a lot of work to do, but at least they have the quarterback in place there. You know, the Dolphins, we don't know. Falcons, we don't know where their quarterback's going to be. The Cardinals, we don't know where their quarterback's going to be, really. Browns, a little bit in the same boat. Raiders, at least, I don't know if he ends up with the Raiders or not, but at least the Raiders have a path to a quarterback. So I guess we'll see next week where he starts interviewing. He starts narrowing it down from there. But just the fact that he's available right now has got to make a lot of teams excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm guessing, Tom, that you're not going to want to answer this question, but I want to ask it. And I'm just saying, like given like we're GM in the NFL, but I want to ask this question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. But I am a New York Giants fan. So I grew up in New York. I love the Giants, been a football fan my entire life. Giants general manager, he's coming back whether I think it's the right move or not. So Joe Shane's coming back as the GM. There is some talk in the New York metropolitan area and nationally that if the Giants hire John Harbaugh, that could be curtains for Joe Shane, because John Harbaugh might be the one coach with enough gravitas to say, like, I don't want to work for this general manager. Do you think any part of Joe Shane is nervous right now that might be the outcome? And if you don't want to, like, put yourself, because I know that he does a job that you did also, but I want to at least ask that question because I think it's a question that I'd like to know the answer to, if that's fair.
I mean, to me, I think you would be excited that there's a potentially an experienced Super Bowl winning head coach that's available that may want to come to his team. So I don't think he's scared or worried about it. I mean, I don't know John Harbaugh personally. I mean, I've been in the same league with him for a long time, so followed his career. I'm assuming he likes good football people that love the game and work at it. And look, the Giants roster, they have some talent there. What we just have to figure out is why some of that talent hasn't performed to the level that they should be performing at. So I like the front office at the Giants. They also have Kevin Abrams, who's been there a long time. He's an outstanding football operations and cap and knows football as well. Tim McDonald would be hired with any team. I've tried to hire him a couple times when I was a GM. He's outstanding and director of player personnel, knows pro in college. So they have a good front office there. They've had a couple good drafts back to back to have a quarterback. I'm a big Jackson Dart fan. So, I was in the draft last year. I think he's a franchise quarterback that you can build around. There's a lot of pieces there. So I think if you're Joe Shane and you feel like you have some pieces, now it's not the finished product, but they're starting in a good spot. It's a major market. They have a tremendous ownership group. It's an iconic franchise. And if there's a chance that there's a experienced, winning head coach that can bring in a culture and a plan, I would be a lot more excited than I would be nervous. I can tell you that. So I'm sure they're heavily interested in him, and we'll kind of see where that plays out.
Tom, I loved this interview, and I want to apologize for asking you all. Just I know if I'm interested, the audience will be interested. I hope that we get to do this a couple more times leading up to the NFL draft, and then we can just talk some football leading up to the draft and really lean into your expertise. But I appreciate the candor, talking about your journey, and all of this stuff was really great. Tom Telesco, former NFL general manager, Sirius XM, NFL radio, at Tom Telesco 14. I really appreciate it, and I hope to do this again soon.
Anytime, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Tom Telesco joining us here on You Better You Bet. Bill, our executive producer, Bill, we need to get Tom back on the show, because that was very enjoyable. And that is awesome. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. Rob Pizzola will join us. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports, and all my bets coming up for Wild Card Weekend next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.